From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected a call by more than 200 U.S. mayors to bring the Senate back into session for moves on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Donald Trump says that Joseph McGuire, the current chief of the National Counterterrorism Center, will become the acting director of national intelligence. McGuire has led the National Counterterrorism Center since December. He retired from the Navy after a 36-year career that included leading the Naval Special Warfare Command. Earlier, Trump tweeted that Deputy National Intelligence Director Sue Gordon has announced she is leaving her position on August 15th. That's the same day that the current director, Dan Coats' resignation, takes effect. The president did nominate Texas Republican Representative John Ratcliffe for the post earlier this month, but he removed himself from consideration after 5 days amid criticism about his lack of intelligence experience and qualifications for the job. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Dozens of immigrant workers